Nah, baby, we're winning this one. Without it is, Mike. We've got, because on the line, we know what we're trying to get here. We have body from the House of Representatives on the line to talk about their experience and what they've seen and what makes a bill successful and fail to help us put ours together. What do you think of the idea?
I love it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm from where she's from, and, well, let's put it this way. You guys got gypped. I mean, I had 2 weeks off my senior year of high school where we didn't have to do anything. Of course, we ended up building my buddy's house, so we were working the whole time anyway, but I love the idea. It says something neat about Arizona that you need to have that,
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So with that said, we're bringing in the one, the only, the very recognizable voice to KTAR listeners, Mr. J. Lawrence.
Rosie and group, hi. Good to be with you. It's been some time.
It has been. If you're not familiar, or if you're listening on Chasm and Sedona, Mr. J. Lawrence has had a radio program on KTAR for 26 years. And now he is, as of 2014, elected to the Arizona House of Representatives.
And overjoyed. It is the best job I've ever had in my life. It's easily the best $24,000 a year job. you don't go to the legislature to get rich. It's a wonderful job.
And in your time there, how many bills have you seen passed?
Oh, that would be, there are hundreds of bills that are passed every year. There are hundreds, and I don't.
Have you ever personally sponsored one?
Oh, yes. I have written, I'll tell you about one bill. Last night was the Republican Awards dinner, and the governor was the speaker, the prime speaker. And in his speech, he was very funny, and he picked three or four legislators and their bills. I have introduced a bill. Now, I am a gun owner, and I am a proud defender of our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. And the bills that we run often are brought to us by constituents who say, please run a bill like this. And one of the bills that came to me was from a constituent, a gun owner, who wanted permission to use snake shot, rat shot. You know, you of course know how small the pellets are. And when fired, they only travel 7 or 8 feet. So I introduced the bill for a constituent. The governor brought it up in his speech last night, the J. Lawrence snake shot bill, because on the floor of the House, when I discussed the bill, I said, in order to prove how harmless it is.
Did you shoot at the governor?
I was going to let someone shoot me from a distance of about 7 or 8 feet. And everyone stood up and volunteered. And the governor brought that up last night, only he said it was the Democrats that were volunteering to shoot me.
And the bill passed the House, and I
spoke to the Senate president last night at the event, and it's passing the Senate. We'll see if the governor signs it.
So what does the bill say? Just, I'm out of curiosity now, because I mean, you can go buy snake
that
shot in any sporting goods
store.
You are
allowed to use that ammunition. Right now, you can't fire that kind of ammunition. And the people that oppose it are basically people who say, I love snakes. How can you want to kill a snake? Well, I don't think anybody wants to make love to a Mojave rattler, which is very dangerous and is a native to Arizona. But if you have a snake in your backyard or a rat in your backyard, you want permission to be able to shoot it in a harmless way.
So is this
harmful to the to that at which it's being fired?
So it makes it legal to shoot it within city limits? Is that is that what it says?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because right now you can't discharge a firearm in city limits or within a quarter mile of a building structure, correct?
Well, this bill changes that.
Just for snake shot ammunition, though.
Yes.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so this is a pending bill. What are some of the other bills that you've seen pass? Or maybe a better question for time is, what makes a bill, is there something that makes a bill successful or unsuccessful that you've seen? Are there trends or certain writing styles we need to be aware of?
No, the bills are written by legislative council. What we do, what any legislator does, is get an idea. For example, my seatmate, John Kavanaugh, Senator John Kavanaugh, probably has bills. His comment is, you know, there ought to be a bill. There ought to be a law. And then he says, I'm a legislator. I can create the law. And he's wonderful. John Kavanaugh is a wonderful legislator. And he has, I can't even think of some of the bills, but he writes many bills. What happens, aggressive panhandling. One of the bills he's written opposes somebody who comes up to your automobile while you're sitting at a light and wants to clean your windows, and in fact starts cleaning your windows without permission. And he's written bills against aggressive panhandling. The bills extend to everything. And what you do is you have an idea for a bill, or in my case, individuals come to me and ask, would you run a bill? And I have an idea. And so I will send that idea to legislative council, as will all of the other legislators, and they will come up with the bill. They'll send it back. We'll correct it if the wording is okay. You get what is called an intro set. And the intro set, you can go around if you choose and have other legislators sign on to your bill. Quite often, legislators come to me with their intro sets and ask me to sign the bill. And if I like it, if it's a conservative bill, and I feel it's well thought and well done, I will sign on to that bill. I've maybe signed on to 50 or 60 bills in this past session that deal with everything, firearms. And there may be the Arizona Civil Defense League, ACDL, will have maybe 7 or 8 or 10 bills that deal with firearms. And I will usually sign on to those bills. That's the way a bill makes its way through the legislature.
All right. So
once
now
you have finished your, once you've had the intro set signed, and if you don't want it signed, you can just do what's called drop the bill. You take that intro set to an office, and there is a drop box. And in the drop box is, for real, a plastic frog. And as soon as the bill hits the frog croaks, and you can't touch the bill again. That is, and I'm not telling the story. That's the way it happens.
All right, so here's my bill. I'm gonna, and you can hurt my feelings if you think it's a horrible bill. You can tell me. That's fine.
Okay.
I've had jokingly for a long time talked about it, and I'd mentioned it on air maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and I've had enough people say that, you know what, that would be a fun bill. Let's get it going. It is coast to coast. You have snow days in the Northwest and all across, anything above probably the 38th parallel. Even Arizona here and there has some snow days. Gulf Coast, hurricane days, Midwest, tornado days, West Coast in the north, you've got earthquake and fog days. We don't have any natural disaster days in Arizona.
You know, I've noticed that. Other than waking up at 7:30 to be on the radio.
See, with my bill, if it just happened to fall on today, you could have said no. I think Arizona needs a weather-related day. And it's going to be a too pretty to work day.
A too pretty to work day.
Yep.
Now, do you know something? We can't introduce bills right now. We're working on budget.
Okay.
And hopefully our 100th will be through with legislature by 100 days. But if you just send that to me, I will actually send that to Ledge Council and have them create a bill. Now, whether or not it passes, well, that would be a resolution. That wouldn't actually be a law. But I will a too pretty to work day. That's brilliant.
And every time a heavy industrial or a concentration of business, like let's say Silicon Valley, they've got a fog day that wipes them out for 3 days. We could have a PR campaign. Arizona's having their too pretty to work day. This is a perfect environment for business. And the amount of jobs that we could attract using that ploy and part of our marketing, it makes it a very conservative bill because it's promoting business growth.
Do you know that's brilliant? Not just smart, not just an occasional smart. You are brilliant.
You got it from Jay Lawrence. Rosie on the House is brilliant.
Am I here for you, babe, or what?
Well, excellent. Well, we will get this sent to you. How long is budgets going to take? You said 100 days? Or the 100th day of the year?
We will be out of there around the middle of April. By the 1st of May, we should be out. Now, I can't introduce a bill until next session, and that's next January.
Okay.
Because we'll be out of session, but I can drop a bill. It won't make it to anywhere until next year, but I can have Ledge Council create the Too Pretty to Work Day bill. And I will do that as soon as I hear from you.
All right. Well, I've got a note to wait till after tax day, sometime around May 1st. I'll put a calendar reminder and I'll shoot you a note and follow up, and we'll get the wheels turning on this.
That is just a great idea. Do you have any other ideas that are as good?
I'll work on that for you.
I mean, if I'm going to be introducing some bills and laws that I get from Rosie on the House, for gosh sakes, you better do two or three or four.
we'll work on that for you. We'll make this. We'll work together to make Arizona better.
Wait, make America great again.
Amen.
Make Arizona. You know something? I think that has a certain ring to it. We ought to give it to someone to use.
We will do just that. It's Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years.